Welcome in, time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Hey, welcome in, time for a daily editorial, the McKinney Cornyn Political Review. I'm going to start off this particular opinion piece. I'm going to tell you about a book that I'm reading right now that I think is very, very important, and I think that everybody ought to read it. It's called Controlled Demolition of the American Empire from the Founding of the Federal Reserve to 9/11. I think the author, Jeff Berwick, by the way, should have gone past 9/11. I know there's a lot of theories about 9/11, that it was actually, the fault of the U.S., et cetera, et cetera. With what I know so far about that, I really kind of have to say I don't believe it. But I find it interesting. I think if Jeff took this book from the founding of the Federal Reserve to the present day, it would have been very interesting in the sense that we really have a controlled democracy right now, as was evidenced in the 2020 election. There's no question about that. And if by some fluke the Democrats come back and remain in power in Congress and in the executive branch after 2024, then I will know for sure, as all of you guys will, that it's just we don't live in a free country anymore. Jimmy, I'd like your comments on what I just said.
I think that we can't just sit back and watch and let it happen. I mean, that's the problem. Too many people are comfortable where we are, and we're comfortable in our lives. And we look at things going on and are really frustrated with it, but we don't do much about it. And we're like the frog in the cold water that's set to boil. They sit there and sit there, and the water gets hotter and hotter, and they just sit there and they finally just die. And that's, unfortunately what's happening in America right now. Too many people are unaware of some of the major problems that we're facing in this nation. And it's primarily because the media is keeping silent in some of the major demographic areas, like California, like New York. People in California, I was just talking to a very close, lifelong friend, a former boss that I worked for in California. And I grew up there. I left there when I was 19 to join the Army, but I still have family that are back there in Northern California. And the interesting part that, he's paying over $7 a gallon for diesel for his, he's a contractor for his truck. And people are paying $6.50 for a gallon for gas. But they don't understand. Nobody in the media, in California urban media, is actually explaining why this is happening. And he said the other thing that no one is aware of, people in California, because of the mainstream media, because of the corporate media that is controlled in those dense urban environments, they are not talking at all about the border crisis.
No.
They're not talking about, they're blaming gas and inflation on Putin. And nobody's really questioning the narrative that comes out of D.C. and the Biden regime. And that's the damaging problem that we're facing right now. If people don't have real information, if they don't have understanding of what's happening and the decision making and the regulation that is going along with the increase in inflation, with the border problems, with the price of gasoline and fuel, and they listen to the lies and then they argue it, you're absolutely right, Al. We'll be lost, which is why people have to step up and take action.
Well, we are completely,
before 2024.
We are completely lost right now. There's no question about that. The only thing that you and I can do, the most effective thing, Jimmy, that you and I can do is to continue to do these daily editorials. By the way, Alan Maxwell, you are now on our list. Thank you very much. You did a great, great job at our home. Thank you so much. Having said that, I want to say that I am concerned because I realize that the only thing that you and I can do is provide very thought-provoking information, and I think we're doing a really good job on that. Everything that we're talking about right now was pretty much explained, again, in the weekend radio show. I did send that out to a number of people who have requested it. The number is in now in the high 70s, early 80s. So that plus the radio station audience, which is about 4.25 million people, plus the podcasting audience, which is about, God, what are we up to? Very, very large number, whatever it is. I just had a brain freeze on that. But it's the number is, quite frankly, very, very high. You guys have to talk to all of your friends, colleagues, neighbors, et cetera, about what you believe is going on. We have a very active, intelligent blog, and everybody on the blog, pretty much including you, Larry, everybody has some really, really great ideas, thought-provoking, that everybody in the U.S. needs to be aware of. We are not in good shape right now. Economically, we're in terrible condition. My progressive friends are calling me crazy because they're saying, look, unemployment is down to 3%. Unfortunately, most of my progressive friends do not realize that unemployment is truly a fabricated, employment numbers are truly fabricated. That was brought out on the show numerous times by my friend John Walter Williams, who has since deceased. I believe John had a heart attack, and I have to tell you, the worst thing that happened in terms of a disseminator of really accurate information on the employment numbers has left us. So what we have to do, Jim, is we got to pick up where John Walter Williams left off. We have to dissect the numbers and really, truly talk about what's going on in this country, because a 3% unemployment rate in the United States, if you consider underemployment, if you consider people who have left the workforce, et cetera, we are way above that 3% number. I'm not being a fool when I say that. I'm being very, very accurate. That's coming from a person with a pretty substantial education in economics. Jimmy, you're on.
Yeah, I mean, with the unemployment numbers and the employment numbers, you know, it's how many people are in the workforce and how many people are out.
Right.
And of course, if you've got if a shrinking number of people in the workforce, it appears to have a reduction in the unemployment levels. But the reality is people just stop looking work. They stop counting that after a period of time. And of course, there is a lot of retirees, a lot of baby boomers that were working said, forget it. Now, a bunch of them are having to go back to work because of inflation, because they don't have enough to live off. And it's going to be their savings, their retirement, their 401ks are going to be, you know, their bills, their taxes are going to be so high because of this inflation crunch, they're going to have to go back to work. So there's a lot of frustration out there. And of course, there is a lot of manipulation in the numbers. Joe Biden yesterday, I believe it was yesterday, made some crazy comments about how he'd seen the greatest economic recovery in American history, which absolutely is, I mean, unbelievable dissonance from reality when people are absolutely furious in the 60 to 70% range about his handling of the comedy of the economy. I mean, it is a comedy. It's just crazy. And but there again, it's about the spin. It's about the message. And there are those people in those big demographic urban areas that are controlled by corporate media that are demographically leftist because they depend on the system. They depend on everything around them. And they really don't think. They just are fed with it. They believe these lies. They believe the manipulation, and that's the unfortunate reality. And now you're starting to see, as I mentioned yesterday's program, people coming back from the left and arguing that there's no free speech anymore,
right,
and that there's way too many. One of Barack Obama's former advisors came out publicly and said, oh, there's way too many right-wing, you know, the media is controlled by the right wing. That's insane. Corporate global media right now is controlled by progressives that are attempting to influence and shape issues in order to defend their financial interests and this government. And it's unfortunate that they're not doing their job and actually calling people out and doing research. And it's going to take a big swing in this nation to get journalists to actually go back and question the narratives rather than try to support them.
Well, I think what's interesting, we have a president sitting in the Oval Office right now who really doesn't even have the ability to raise his children properly. And I think that's proven by his son. And I'm sorry to say that. I really think it was a shame that his son was allowed to go in the direction that he chose to go. And that shows that Joe Biden basically gave the kid everything he wanted and really kind of said, the heck with the country. And that's kind of what's happening right now, the heck with the country. Jimmy, and I don't believe that at all, and I absolutely refuse to give up at this point in time. Jimmy, any comments to wrap this up?
I just think there are so many issues out there that we're facing, and we have to continue to ask the questions to those people, the supporters of this administration, the supporters of progressive policies, and asking, you know, exactly how effective has this been for anyone in history?
Right.
Soviet Union, Cambodia, Kampuchea, you name Venezuela, you name any socialist country and tell me how well they have done. And tell and explain to me why you think that, you know, to these leftists, ask them to explain why they think that controlling the message, controlling the media, and controlling our economy in a centralized way, and somehow putting all these regulations in and, you know, pushing all these agendas,
yep,
is somehow going to benefit them in their lives. I don't see how they can actually continue to believe it, if they think it at all.
Well, I think what a lot of people are thinking, and this is probably the final word I'm going to say today in this particular editorial. If anything happens later on in the day, Jimmy and I will be doing another editorial on that event if it's significant and if, in fact, it happens. But I want to say that the three top powers in the world right now are China, Russia, and the United States. Those of us who listen to these interviews are in a position in the United States where the opposition, the domestic opposition, feels that the Chinese are doing the correct thing and the Russians are doing the correct thing. That's great if you don't want to live in a free country. I, perhaps, on the other hand, truly want to live in a free country. Jimmy, final word.
I want to make it freer. I want to get back to some common sense and some reality of how we live as Americans and not controlled by ideology. And I want the justice system. If someone take a look at what happened with the notes on the Durham just released, it'll
right.
be in the Federalist. There's a fantastic article, how handwritten FBI and DOJ notes the special counsel just released are huge.
Yep.
It explains lying. We need to get our justice system back being unbiased, unpolitical. We need to get our government back to take care of the interests of amid the American people and not grant us our rights. God gave us our rights. Our government is here to protect those rights. Our government is not here to grant those rights.
Well, you probably live in a country right now where 90% of the people don't even believe in God. Jimmy, always a pleasure. You are a very valuable person to the action that you and I are trying to instigate and the rest of the people. Thanks, bud.
You bet. You take care, Al.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics.